When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Governor Hochul, what were your memories of Sandy Beach, listening to him first growing up, listening to KB?
Well, first of all, he introduced a whole generation. I was fairly young in 68, but I had my own little white radio in my bedroom, and I never missed his show as he opened our eyes to all the pop rock music of the 60s and 70s. And it was just the way he described it. You just felt this emotional connection to the bands and to the music. So he had a special way about him. I used to listen to him and Danny Nevereth, and I was listening to some of the music from the Happy Together tour, which is a lot of the oldies, and I thought of him just recently as someone who opened my eyes to this amazing music that I sometimes still listen to. But then, you know, he shifted over to WBEN, and we had a lot of conversations, but some on the air, and actually some we used to meet up with each other at, you know, his favorite restaurant, his diner in Niagara Falls, and sometimes I'd see him at Aunt Millie's way down in Silver Creek. And what's really funny is literally a week ago, I was at Aunt Millie's in Silver Creek talking to the owner about our conversations and meetings with Sandy Beach there. So literally a week ago, he was on my mind. So it's a real loss to the community. He was a legend. He was absolutely a legend. And I miss our conversations, and he's irreplaceable. And I just want to send some love to the love of his life, Bernadette, as well, and his family for the loss, and the loss to all of us. It's heartfelt. I miss him, and he really had a profound influence on Western New York and beyond.
What were your greatest takeaways from your conversations with Sandy, both on and off the air?
Well, we kind of thought it was funny that people would be surprised to see the two of us, you know, sitting in a diner talking. You know, I'm a Democrat. He was more conservative. But we realized that there's so many areas where there's alignment and commonality. One is love of the Buffalo Bills. You know, anybody who's has any connection to Western New York and beyond is certainly going to be in love with the Bills. We talk about sports. We talk about, you know, just music. We talk about, you know, talk about politics sometimes. But I think people would always be surprised to see us sitting there chatting away like old friends. And then, you know, having some, you know, very different political views, but always putting people first and his listeners first, and just, you know, creating this sense that I think is important for people in politics to always be reaching out across the lines to different viewpoints and listening and engaging.
How easy was it to separate the political differences from the friendship, the friendly relationship you had with Sandy?
I still do that with other people today. I think when you come from Western New York as a, you know, moderate Democrat, you just are able to understand different points of view. At least you try to, and I hope people give me a chance to understand who I'm fighting for and why I do what I do. And so it's just an opportunity in to look beyond political differences in those conversations and really strive hard for common ground.
And Sandy was known for his humor and wit. How often did that make you laugh, whether you were listening to him on KB or BEN or just having those conversations at the diner?
Oh, all the time. His wit was unique. And, you know, I have a little bit of a sense of humor as well, and so we kind of banter back and forth and, you know, get a rise out of each other and joke about it. So it was just part of his persona, which is truly larger than life, and that's why his loss is, you know, so striking to an area that, you know, those who grew up with him when they were younger or those who were introduced to him later at WBEN, that he just made his mark on Western New York. He was sometimes provocative in what he said, and sometimes I'd call in and say, Sandy, I disagree with you on that. Or he'd call me up and say, "What? Why are you doing this?" But it's all right. It's all right. You know, no one's going to say we're going to agree on everything. But if you disagree on the ability to converse and to be open-minded and to be willing to disagree but not making it personal, then you can still have those friendships.
Governor, how do you think Sandy Beach will be best remembered?
Bringing laughter, joy, and happiness to so many people, especially when he was at WKBW in the early years, because it was all about a very unique time in our history, and he was the one who provided the entree to talking to us about the groups and what's behind them and the lyrics of the songs that we're listening to, and just presenting them in such a fun way. That's why I try to never miss his show, and that's what I remember best about him.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.